Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Imposters: How Republicans Quit Governing and Seized American Politics by Steve Bannon. Is a compelling exploration of the significant shift occurring within the Republican Party in the modern political era. Bannon, an acclaimed journalist and producer of The Rachel Maddow Show, draws from extensive research and first-rate journalism to unpack the transition of Republican politics away from governance and policymaking toward relentless partisan conflict. The book argues that a fundamental change has taken root. Republicans, once known as the party of stable governance and conservative policy initiatives, have increasingly abandoned their responsibilities of governance in favor of relentless campaigning, sabotage of governing institutions, and weaponizing political power solely to impede Democrats. The Imposters exposes the consequences of such a transition, highlighting the erosion of democracy, effective policymaking, and civic functionality in the United States. Bannon provides sharp analyses, interviews, historical context, and thoughtful reflections to showcase how the Republican Party moved away from traditional conservatism to a strategy based on confrontation and obstruction. This enlightening chronicle assesses the motives behind Republicans' abdication from constructive politics, their embrace of misinformation, and perpetual efforts to undermine democratic institutions. Readers gain insight into how this monumental shift reshaped American governance, creating unprecedented gridlock, fostering cynicism in voters, and significantly impacting the public's perception of political institutions. Written in an accessible and engaging manner, The Imposters appeals not only to political enthusiasts, but also to those troubled or intrigued by current challenges in American democracy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Republican Party's shift from governing to obstruction. Historically, political parties in the United States have been recognized by their ability to govern and produce policies that align with their ideological frameworks. However, Steve Bannon highlights that Republicans have consciously and systematically withdrawn from this responsibility. Instead of governance, Republicans frequently display behavior aimed more at obstructing Democrats' agendas than constructing proactive and practical alternatives. This shift, Bannon argues, was first clearly noticeable in the Obama era, marked by unparalleled rigidity that prevented policy negotiations, thereby causing unprecedented government shutdowns, debt ceiling crises, and legislative stalemates. Republicans no longer anchored their political successes in governing accomplishments, but instead in disruptions, ideological rigidity, and strategic opposition. This new normal poses serious threats to effective governance, democratic integrity, and public trust in political processes and institutions. Secondly, weaponization of partisanship and polarization. Bannon explores in depth how Republicans actively embrace polarization as a potent political tool rather than regarding it as something to manage or mitigate. The party began utilizing heightened polarization strategically and deliberately, constantly reinforcing divisive issues to energize their base and marginalize moderate figures. Areas like healthcare, gun control, immigration, and taxes have become arenas for partisan battle rather than genuine policy discussions. This deliberate strategy, Bannon stresses, has deeply polarized American society. Each side is entrenched in their views, efforts to compromise are scorned, and mutual distrust becomes pervasive. Thus, a dysfunctional partisan landscape emerges where bipartisan consensus is rare and legislative deadlock widespread. This polarization benefits partisan politicians temporarily but dramatically weakens long-term democratic functionality and effectiveness. Thirdly, disregard for fact, evidence, and the rise of disinformation. One of the most troubling shifts detailed in The Imposters is Republicans' increasing disregard for factual accuracy and reliable evidence. Bannon argues convincingly that modern Republican politicians and media allies habitually dismiss inconvenient truths and rely extensively on myths, conspiracies, and disinformation to fuel political campaigns and narratives. The deliberate disregard for fact undercuts credible journalism, trust in expertise, objective policymaking, and confidence in governance itself. This underlying strategy seeks to create its own perceived reality that energizes partisan bases, sustains political power, and undermines empirical evidence as a useful political resource. Consequently, misinformation becomes pervasive, reality distorted, and democratic discourse significantly faces unprecedented challenges in ensuring informed policymaking and responsible governance. Fourthly, the systematic undermining of democratic institutions. The book emphasizes how Republicans have adopted aggressive strategies to challenge and sometimes undermine foundational democratic institutions deliberately, with concerted attacks on the legitimacy of elections, courts, government agencies, and legislative procedures. These institutions have been under consistent assault. Such systematic attack, Bannon argues, is not casual or coincidental, but intentional and calculated, employing tactics including voter suppression schemes, gerrymandering districts, sabotaging administrative protocols, perpetuating election fraud allegations, packing courts aggressively, and undermining institutional norms. Republicans shape political environments to their perpetual advantage. This sustained strategy not only compromises democratic processes, but also drastically diminishes public trust, weakens governance capabilities, and threatens the integrity and stability of the American democratic system itself. Lastly, consequences and impacts on American governance and civic life. Steve Bannon extensively examines the severe and cascading impacts of Republicans' modern political tactics. With governance taking the back seat to partisan warfare, essential legislation becomes stalled, institutional trust collapses, and governmental credibility erodes significantly. The public, witnessing such dysfunctionality, faces increased skepticism, voter apathy, and disillusionment. Key legislative efforts, including healthcare reform, immigration reforms, and infrastructure investments, regularly fall victim to sabotage politics. Additionally, the erosion of political norms disrupts democratic cooperation and leaves the nation unprepared for crises, as evidenced during periods such as debt ceiling conflicts or government shutdowns. Bannon ultimately presents the dangerous trajectory created by modern Republican politics, which focuses on temporary partisan victories at the great expense of the long-term public good, stability, and functionality of democratic institutions. In conclusion, The Imposters by Steve Bannon is an essential read for anyone seeking clear insight into modern American politics, particularly regarding the changing nature of partisan dynamics. It suits readers from political novices to seasoned observers who wish to grasp the causes behind certain structural issues in contemporary American governance and why the political landscape feels increasingly gridlocked and dysfunctional. Individuals interested in understanding the intersection of partisanship, media influence, propaganda, and institutional erosion would find substantial value in this book. Its significance also lies in its accessibility. Bannon clearly explains complicated political maneuvers, making this book ideal even for those without in-depth political background knowledge. One of the primary benefits of this book is granting readers essential understanding and awareness, highlighting the critical consequences of partisan polarization on everyday policy outcomes. By identifying these challenges explicitly, the book encourages increased civic engagement and informed decision-making among the public. Unlike other general political critiques, Bannon's narrative combines analysis, evidence, and objective critique rather than mere partisanship or bias. Hence, purchasing The Imposters offers a factual, critically essential perspective that stands apart from superficial analysis. In sum, Bannon's robust analysis and accessible writing make this book indispensable for addressing current crises in American democracy and political health. If you would like to support Steve Bannon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.